the common trees in this area?
Well, we have the white oak, we have the post oak, we have the red oak. Very few live oak right in this area. But we have the blackjack and the runner oak. We have the hickory, the maple, the poplar, the blue heart, the yellow heart poplar, the cypress, the yellow pine, and which consists of the longleaf pine. And then we have the short leaf flax and the white pine, the spruce pine, cedar, and dogwood, buttonwood, and parsley haw.
Is the buttonwood the same thing as the sycamore?
No. Buttonwood's a very small bush. It won't grow 5 or 6 feet high. And it grows around the edge of the water. It's strictly a damp-natured plant, kind of like a willow. Especially the wild willow, has to have wet soil for it to exist. We have the sycamore, which is a slick-bodied tree. It sheds the summer bark, and the new bark through the winter is almost white.
Yeah.
It just shines all over the swamp. It's a beautiful tree.
Yeah.
Then we have the cottonwood that is of the poplar family, and what we call the cucumber, or a lot of people call it the cowcumber. Mm-hmm. And the cottonwood and the cowcumber, the texture of the wood is about the same thing. We have the black walnut, and we have the ironwood, and we have the wahoo, which is mock orange. Some of them call it mock orange, some wahoo. And then we have the locust, that mulberry, the locust and mulberry and catawba. It's the three best for toast. Now the cedar is in that family, and the burdock or mock iron is in the family that it will last a long time in the ground without any treatment whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And of course the longleaf yellow pine, it will last the heart in the ground. The cypress in the heart will last in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a type of bush that might grow alongside the road or by fences, and its leaves turn bright red pretty early, and it has these small clusters of...
That's the dogwood. Dogwood, and then your sparkleberry, or your haw.
There's something like this that I'm describing that used to be used by old people in tan and leather. Have you ever heard of anything like that? Have you ever heard of a shoemake?
Oh yeah, sumac. Yeah, sumac.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's pronounced sumac.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And it was actually used for tanning.
I don't remember anyone ever tanning in a leather around home. They'd use to tan that leather to take the hair off. They'd use lime to remove the hair.
What about some of these kinds of bushes that'll make your skin break out if you rub up against it?
That's the thunderwood or poison oak.
Mm-hmm. Any other types?
Not of the bushes that I know of. Now, some people claim that the sumac is poisonous, but it's not.
What about
now, you have vines such as the cayenne, and poison oak is a little bitty, low bushes. It has little buttons on it, you know, that you come in contact with.
What about some of the different types of berries around here?
Well, we have the blackberries and the hackberries, and then the regular summer huckleberries, which is similar to the blueberry, but it's of the wild nature. It grows out in the woods.
What about the kind that people like to put on shortcake?
Well, the blackberries, and we grow strawberries. Yeah. That's right. The strawberry shortcakes is delicious.
Are there any raspberries around here?
No, we don't have what you call a raspberry. I believe they were grown here.